This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
High risk of heart disease among Black adults is not genetic. Instead, it has to do with social determinants of health, like healthcare access, economic stability, and education. That's the finding in a recent study by cardiologists at Northwestern University. The study was recently published in a journal from the American Heart Association. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang sat down with the study's author, Dr. Nilay Shah, to discuss the findings.
Your study draws on data going back to 1985. It tracked more than 5,000 Black and white adults in Chicago and other cities for 30-plus years. What did this research show?
We observed that Black women had an almost 2.5 times higher risk for heart disease compared with white women. And we found that clinical factors and neighborhood level factors and socioeconomic factors actually explain the largest components of these differences. And similarly, Black men had an almost 1.5 times higher risk for heart disease compared with white men.
What are some of those key social determinants?
The social determinants of health that are important to consider are things like socioeconomic position, educational attainment, neighborhood and physical environment. And you can think about and identify more specific factors within those, like income, access to care, access to health insurance, literacy, community safety, and neighborhood environments. All of these are complex determinants, and they all are likely related to each other, but they all contribute to the differences in health outcomes that are experienced between groups.
So your key takeaway is that racial differences in cardiovascular disease are not biological. Why is that finding significant?
So the way we think about race and ethnicity, especially in health and medical research, isn't always aligned with what race and ethnicity are. And that is to say that race and ethnicity represent social categorizations. They're created by people. They don't have a foundation in biology. They're not biological factors. So when we see that people who identify as Black have a higher risk for premature heart disease compared with people who identify as white, we cannot and we should not say that these differences are related to underlying genetic differences. And I think that's a common misconception. A lot of work in the past has tried to explain disparities between groups as there being an underlying genetic difference between groups. And so these data are really fundamental and foundational to really show that that conception of why disparities exist is really inaccurate.
Okay, so how should cardiologists, you know, your peers, take all this into account when treating Black patients?
That is a great question. And that really is one of the important implications of these findings is what do we do with these findings now that we've seen them? Although somebody who sees patients spends 30 to 60 minutes with a patient at a time, so much of somebody's health is determined by what happens outside of that doctor's office. And so one of the efforts that individual practitioners and health systems can start to institute is to make sure they're asking their patients about the potential social determinants that may influence their health, whether they have barriers to transportation, whether they have socioeconomic barriers to accessing recommended medications. And if there's an opportunity to connect patients like that with resources that may help access medications or support being able to come to a clinic visit or have regular follow-up, these kind of things that happen outside the clinic are just as important as the conversation that happens in the clinic room.
That was Dr. Nilay Shah from Northwestern University speaking with WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang. This is WBEZ.